That is the advantage we have built over decades, not by chance, but through deliberate choices, sustained efforts, and discipline. Today, Singapore is a key node in global energy flows. This gives us a significant advantage. The world's leading energy companies operate here, refining, storing, and trading oil. They are connected to diverse supply networks around the world. So when one source is disrupted, they are able to draw on other sources. That is the advantage we have built over decades, not by chance, but through deliberate choices, sustained efforts, and discipline. We made this happen together. But none of this runs on its own. Behind all of our efforts are our people, our workers. And this morning, I want to give a special shout-out to our brothers and sisters in the refineries, the power plants, and across the oil, petrochemical, energy, and chemical sectors. These are our unions in what we call OPEC, the OPEC cluster. Not the OPEC you read about in the news. This is the OPEC that powers our economy every day. You work round the clock through nights, weekends, and holidays. So thank you for your dedication to keep the lights on and to keep Singapore going. It's because of our workers, all of you. It's because of the choices we made decades ago that we can respond to the crisis from a position of strength. So we are working closely with like-minded countries to strengthen supply chain resilience and to provide mutual support. We are securing our supply lines for energy and other essential goods.